Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on this channel, I'll be along with my partner, Lil Mac, on. And today, it's very exciting. Well, it's Monday, and July 2nd, which is coming up, that is Thursday, is the last time that you can vote for your All-Star selections. That we'll be doing today. We'll be giving our All-Star selections, Will and I, and I'll be putting a little bit of debate into it. So that's basically the basis of the children that we're doing today. And if you want to chime in, you can call on at 516-666-9990 or enter our chime at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And on the same baseball history in 2010, South Carolina went to the College World Series when Whit Merrifield's 11th inning RBI single beats UCLA 2-1, giving the school its first NCAA team national championship in any men's sport. The Gamecocks hit a CWS record with 6 consecutive wins after losing their first game, becoming only the 30th club ever to record that many victories in the collegiate 20. Well, and this sort of reminds me of what Virginia did. They lost their first game, then they come back to win. So a little bit of repeating history this year from when South Carolina won for their first time ever in any men's sport, which obviously is great for them. But Virginia basically did the same, but first time they've won it in baseball. And now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. Joining that big NBC fire at Rockefeller Center, a male is actually forced to leap from windows. Luckily, he was caught by the kiss in the Yankees. That's the baseball joke of the day. Well, you ready for the random part of clues?
Yes.
All right, so this guy, he was a former Pirate player, right fielder, and now he's currently the Baltimore Orioles, which is an amazing catch up.
David Ortiz.
That is incorrect. We'll give you more clues later on the show. For your chance, right in front of the day, call at 516-666-9990 or enter our time at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. And we're going to get into the All-Star sort of a debate, but we're giving our entire well, we're going to start with the American League first baseman. So who do you have in the mix for this one?
In the mix for this one, I have Miguel Capitan of the Dominican Republic. His stats is ridiculous. He's definitely showing that he is the best player in the big league, and I think he is definitely deserving of Cincinnati.
I will, but we're going to try to get a Tom from Cincinnati, by the way, okay? All right, so he's an outfielder for the Baltimore Orioles. He was born in Kirkland, Washington, age 27 currently. He's played for the Pirates, Blue Jays, Orioles since 2008, and he's been number 27 with the Orioles and Pirates.
Thomas Wagner.
That is incorrect. Good guess again. 516-666-9999. Or enter time at www.blogtalkradio.com. That will be with your guesses. All right, so now I'm going to move back to the All-Star selections. And, I mean, in the mix right now, I really have Prince Fielder, Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, and Logan Morrison. Those are my four guys that I respect a ton. But at the end of the day, Prince Fielder is going to be in Cincinnati. Not Miguel Cabrera, because Prince Fielder just has much better numbers this year than Miguel. And I know Will is very upset about this, but I mean, it's just the way things are going to go down because consider she's so much better than Miguel Cabrera.
Not so fast. And fans, by the way, if you're calling a 516-666, I want you guys to tell us who you think is a better person overall, Will or Benson. And now we're
all right, let's tell this. I am obviously the better host. I don't read off anything. You think this piece of paper right here, with all my systems that I'm doing, I'm reading off of?
Yeah, but, I mean, recent shows, you have just been reading it word for word.
But this is not word for word. Hours of doing this. Do you think this is word for word?
No. All right, anyways. So for American League second baseman, for my roster, I have Jason Kipnis. I mean, he's slugging the ball over a 300 batting average. And I just think he's playing outstanding baseball for the Cleveland Indians right now. So, Benson, who do you have?
All right, so here I have 20 guys in the mix. I mean, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys in the mix. So they are Jason Kipnis, Brian Dozier, Jose Altuve, Dustin Pedroia, Steven Gerrard, and Ian Kinsler. Now, with all those guys, I mean, I have to look at what I like best. And, I mean, batting average is the best. 342, he's 5 homers, 31 RBIs, and 10 stolen. Number one, I just think he's got a pleasure, and we'll be seeing him in Cincinnati come July 14th. It's now time for American League shortstops.
For the American League shortstop, I have Jose Iglesias. Now, this is sort of a harder pick for me because, I mean, the American League shortstop isn't a whole bunch of really powerful guys. I mean, Jose Iglesias, he's my pick. He has an outstanding 330 batting average, but he's struggling with only one home run and 11 RBIs. I really think he's the best option here, even though the American League shortstop category isn't the strongest.
Not so fast here, Will. We need my guy here first, and that's Elvis Andrews. But 2-for-20 is 3 home runs, 27 RBIs, and 9 home runs. Not impressive numbers if you look at it immediately. I mean, Jose Iglesias, I know he's fast through 3, which is outstanding. But, I mean, he only has 1 home run, 11 RBIs, which does not cut it. And, I mean, I have plenty of guys I was looking at. Jose Iglesias, Brad Miller, Xander Bogaerts, Jose Reyes, Marcus Semien, Jed Lowry, and Nathan Eskimo. But at the end of the day, Elvis Andrews is just much better than Jose Iglesias because of the home run and RBI production. Even though his average is 251, which is still an average MLB production. But shortstop, I mean, there's not much offense production in Major Leagues. That's got to go with Elvis Andrews.
All right, so now we're going to get into the third baseman. And for third baseman, I have Josh Donaldson with his first year with the Toronto Blue Jays. He is just really slugging the ball with an over 300 batting average, 18 outstanding home runs, and 48 RBIs, and a 900 OPS. I mean, this guy gets on base, he hits for power, he hits for average, and he drives in runs. I just really think he's the best American League third baseman that we have seen this season. I think he should be making it to Cincinnati.
All right, so after this, I have 4 guys that I can get. I have Mike Moustakas, Luis Valbuena, Josh Thompson, and Manny Machado. Now, I mean, I'm going to have to agree with Will again, but he's a 3-1 average, which is amazing. He has 18 home runs, even though it's in a hitter-friendly ballpark, it's still a lot. It's 48 RBIs, and that's just basically, that's all, 18 home runs, 48 RBIs, 3-1 by an average. We'll be seeing him starting in Cincinnati.
Oh, and then for the catcher, I have Salvador Perez, which, I mean, is he already has, I think, the most out of everyone in it, but, I mean, he really does deserve it. I mean, he has pretty much not – he's batting 271, 12 home runs, and 33 RBI. I mean, not – killer by anything, but I do like his home run production and RBIs. I think he should be making it to Cincinnati.
Now, how in the world do you see that? Stephen Vogt has a better batting average. He has more home runs. He has 20 more RBIs. And I don't know if fans, I mean, obviously the Royals have amazing fans because they, all Royals are basically going to the All-Star game, but Stephen Vogt has to be in there. He has a 300 batting average. 13 home runs, one more than Salvador Perez, and 53 RBIs. How can you overlook that at all? Stephen Vogt is a much better player.
I have something to say. Who will be more likely making it?
Sadly, Salvador Perez.
That's right. I'm not here for the fun game of the All-Star game. I'm here for who deserves it. And as the voting shows so far, Salvador Perez, Spanish-speaking slugger, should be making it to Cincinnati. And maybe Stephen Vogt can be a substitute in, what, the third inning? You want that Kay looking off of some bad pitcher like Eric Bedard?
I don't think Eric Bedard is going to be up.
It doesn't matter. It's a metaphor for him being awful.
Stephen Vogt, how is he awful? He's fighting over 300, which actually 300 on the mark. 13 homers and 53 but you can't get any more production out of an American League catcher. He has the most production, most home runs, most RBIs in majors. And
what team is your own?
The Oakland Athletics.
Exactly. Who's the better team?
The Kansas City Royals.
My point is that you never seem to be on any of these ideas. Once again, as we showed, Salvador Perez can actually win. Stephen Vogt, not so much. All right, let's get out of this topic. The American League outfielders, and one by one, is there somebody? DH?
Really shown that he is one of the best players in the major leagues, and the Seattle Mariners are giving every single penny worth for this big acquire.
Yeah, and that's why John Jacob deserves to go to Cincinnati. No batting average, no home runs, no RBIs. Which was there. All right, so I'm going to have to agree here with Will with South Cruz. But also, I mean, Kenny Smiles has been a really big surprise for the Kansas City Royals. He's batting 291.9 home runs and 40 RBIs, outdoing what he's expected to do. But at the end of the day, Nelson Cruz batting over 300, 305 to be exact, 19 home runs and 46 RBIs. You can't overlook that. We'll be seeing him starting at the DH position in Cincinnati.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to be giving our outfielders now, and to do one by one, not necessarily in any order, just how we see fit. So, I mean, for example, if I give Kevin Kiermaier first, that doesn't mean he's the best. And if I give Oswaldo Garcia last, that doesn't mean he's worse.
Yes. What topic were we on?
American League outfielders.
Okay, because when I first read my outfielders, I have Jose Bautista, and I mean, Jose Bautista has shown signs of awesomeness, you could say. I mean, a 243 average, he's not a really great average guy. I think he can definitely improve this, but his 50 RBI is just absolutely crazy. He is really driving in runs, and a big reason for all of this success in their offense, he is 10th in the league. I mean, he's just really doing great so far.
Are you kidding with Jose Bautista here? He's not even in my radar for my three guys. But at first, I'm going to have to explain what that is. He's just been, we'll just start with last year, how he was with the Oakland Athletics, and he went to the Boston Red Sox, and now he's with the Tigers. So, I mean, the domino effect, if you like to say here, for him, he's been all over the place, and now he's finally found a comfortable home, I think, in Detroit, and the numbers basically speak for themselves here. No one says that it's in every way, shape, and form is a much better, I guess you could say, a player here. And just breaking news real quick, the Philadelphia Phillies named veteran executive Andy McPhail, special assistant to team president Pat Gillick, whom he will succeed after the season. So, I mean, the Phillies were kind of moved a little bit off track here, are in a downhill train right now. It's getting worse. They had news conference today. Obviously, the solid is in with Brian Sandberg stepping down and everything that's been going on. It's been a mess out there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia Phillies, I mean, you might as well just send their team to PL1. I mean, the Phillies are, they are, like you said, a train wreck, and they're not going anywhere soon. They really have.
I mean, are they the ones doing baseball?
I'm not sure if the Brewers are down.
So I think I checked yesterday. I think they have three more losses than the Brewers. But I mean, they haven't done anything. I mean, Paul Hamill is probably scratching his butt, brain, and he is at Philadelphia. I mean, that. There's just no hope
within that organization, especially for this year. And I think that play by Jeff Francona, to get a triple. I mean, they're really, really good.
Oh, we need to okay. All right, so we have a caller in queue now. 412. Very good. You're live on Inside MLB. Hello.
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 What?
Hey, thank you for having me on the show. I just wanted to call regarding the Phillies' historical season. Seems like they're making some great progress on that 26 wins.
It definitely does.
It's really great.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Will. Hey, Benton.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you so
I
much.
I can't hear you anymore, so I'm just going to hang up.
All right. Great call there from Cliff Tour. Yeah, the Phillies are having an amazing season. I was through that 26 wins. Can you believe it, Will?
Yeah, I mean, like I said from the beginning of the start of MLB Central, but for obvious reasons, we had to change the name. Benton over there is smashing his pen in anger. I didn't know why, though. I had a prediction. For the NLCS, I think the Philadelphia Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers are going to go down in an absolute showdown. They're going to need like 27 games to sort out this battle. And then I also think
they'll be playing the Athletics in the World Series.
The Athletics and the Boston Red Sox, the White Sox. I just think we're going to see a really fun World Series.
About the Marlins, you can't forget them.
Yes. All right, anyways, we are now moving on to
our second break. We're going to break. We'll be back to give you our final two American League offers and the speed round of the National League. All right, please get tuned. Do not want to miss.
I am being eaten alive.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you
Alright guys, just first of all, we have been listening to that quite some time now. If you call it a 5-6-6-9-9-9-0 or email us, just give us a recommendation for a new break song. To make sure there's not a whole bunch of explicit lyrics.
And you're now going to finish these outfielder center. I have Elaine Cespedes and Brett Gardner to you.
Mike Trout and Michael Brett.
Now we're going to do a National League speedrun. First base, I have Paul Goldschmidt, Benson.
Thanks.
Second base, I have Dee Boarding of the Miami Marlins.
Right, there with you.
Brandon Crawford for shortstop.
Hi, Crawford.
Nolan Arenado at third.
Bob Frazier.
Outfield,
I have Felipe. Ryan, Brian.
Catcher. Oh, catcher.
Nick Hundley. Yeah. He's on the same team as Jarrett Norris. I have Jarrett Norris.
Nick Hundley's on the Rockies.
Okay, well, Nick Hundley isn't in the same area as Jarrett Norris.
Anyways, outfield, I have Noriega
Aoki. Yeah.
Remember.
I forgot about Bryce Harper. This thing, I don't scroll down far enough, so I don't see all the options. Yeah, and then I have Ryan Braun and Andrew McCutchen.
If you scroll all the way down to get to McCutchen, you're obviously scrolling.
No.
M is the 13th letter. What is H? Number 8. You did not scroll down.
Lying. Benson is lying, folks.
chili had today, and I'm going to take away the
I'm sorry, guys. I can't even focus. Benson over here is slamming down on his desk. Oh, wait. You have to let me say first. Tonight at 6 o'clock p.m., we are having round two of the Benson Sector versus Lil Mac Manhattan Baseball. Last time, as you know, I whooped him.
You know, badly.
Listen, whooping.
You went over two against me.
And no, I
went over two. I got a hit.
You did it.
And
it was an error.
You reached by an error, and I got a hang off.
It was all because of the fault of the catcher. Anyways,
down 0-2.
Yeah, and I jacked him off of Benson.
What did I jack?
Anyways,
bring your lawn chairs. You might want to set out a couple. There's going to be some fireworks and some bangers later tonight.
I'm going to take a look and show the great All-Star debate that we did today.
Yeah, Benson?
I'm going to take away the fact that Will, baseball knowledge is what we do this game. My son's base is Travis Tyler, and you should teach me some about that. Today, he said they were huge. I'm talking about us, and Hans Reinhold, who's been dead for like 100 years. Will's baseball knowledge is what we do this game. And also, let me do something special that I just thought of. If you give us an email, it's mlb123@gmail.com, for a whole week, July 13th to July 17th, it's going to be a special post all by yourself. Post Inside MLB, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Please email mlb123@gmail.com. All right, well, what are your thoughts on doing that?
I think it is a wonderful idea.
I like to meet Jason Pence, we'll be known for this play.
But the question is, why can't we do it ourselves that week?
Well, I'm going to be... on a very, I'm going to go on another mission trip.
No, you're not. I'm going to be a mission trip in West Virginia, helping others who are in poverty because we are so blessed by what we have.
But Benson here is too busy being lazy.
Why do you think I was not here for a whole week?
Because you were doing bad things.
No, if I'm walking toward North Carolina, with a principal who did a conversation, surveying people for 6 hours a day.
Yeah, well, guess what?
I'm going to do this for 4 weeks, serving them 24 hours a day.
No, really?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be 5 days.
No.
Okay.
Should I just quit right now,
Benson?
You know?
I'll just make sure some sense. Now we're going to know. Very helpful.
They haven't done anything.
Play a production of MLB or MLB.com. You can tune in tomorrow.
No.
You can tune tomorrow from 4:00 to 4:00. At www.blogtalkradio.com. Then please follow us on MLB at blogtalkradio.com. Facebook. My name is Benson Vector.
Benson is putting the microphone in his mouth.
Thank you for tuning in to this wonderful episode of Inside.
I'm gone.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh.